Hello and good morning from Proactive New York. Joining me today from Talon Metals is VP of Geology, Etienne Denel. Etienne, good to see you. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Today you are announcing what appears to be some good nickel and cobalt grades out of your Tamarack Nickel Copper Cobalt project. Tell us more about these results.
Look, the CGOS, where we actually have this, these new results, is an area just to the north of our current resource. It starts at about 100 meter north and extends for an additional 800 meters. It is a shallow high grade. And as you can see, we have 11 new drill holes and three notable ones, like 15.3 meters of 6% nickel, just shy of 10 meters of 5.7% nickel, and over 13 meters of 4% nickel. So it is shallow, high-grade mineralization. It is 11 new holes, infill drill holes, and this is really important. Infill drill holes are confirming the continuity of this high-grade, shallow high-grade mineralization, and it's very important for preparing us for a feasibility study.
You say these holes are high-grade. For those who might not be geologists who are watching here, so give us some context that's kind of relative to other deposits in the world.
Correct. Yeah, that's a good point. We hear a lot of people talking about high grades. If I think of nickel, the global average for underground nickel mine is running at about a 1% nickel. So here, when I'm talking of 3, 4, 5, 6% nickel, this is way above the global average. Some notable underground operations that we are know of is Michigan, in Eagle in Michigan, where they're about to be mined out by 2025. So they're really at the end of their operation. And Nova Bollinger in Western Australia, which is another identical deposit in terms of tonnage and grades to Tamarack. Ultimately, what we have at Tamarack and what we have drilled today is shallow, high grade, which will actually, we expect to bring very valuable rock to the deposit.
For those who might be kind of new to the nickel story here, how important is it for electric vehicles? What's kind of the latest that you're hearing here?
Yeah, so when you think about nickel, you obviously look at electric vehicle battery metals. And as we've seen lately, is an increased focus in the US on the domestic supply chain. I think we're at the right place, right time. Considering also we're the only undeveloped nickel deposit in the US. Because of the need for the nickel in the batteries, we want to get Tamarack into production as fast as we can. We're aiming at being in production by 2026. The fact is that the US has put, we are in an excellent strategic position, and this is what the OEMs are looking for.
So you've given us some of these results today. You say that you aim to be in production by 2026. So give us a sense of what's next. How do you prepare for that?
So obviously there's more assays to come. There's continuous drill holes being done at the moment, and we know that we have some more assays to announce. But first off, we are getting in the winter months, and this is the best time to drill at Tamarack, is when everything is frozen. We owned our own drill rigs. We have our own drill team. This allows us to drill 24/7, very cost efficiently. This year, 2021, we're looking to drill way above 25,000 meters, which is something Tamarack has never received in its, since its discovery. But having said that, we have really exciting targets outside of the Tamarack zone, outside of the drilling, the area we've been drilling so far. We have already commenced large regional scale geophysical survey to really narrow our search and have a more concise target to drill into the new year. So all around is very exciting for Tamarack and Talon.
That's good to hear. Etienne, really appreciate the time today. Thanks again.
Thank you.